The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel's show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. Jim Henson, I know it!
You're listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show on All New Gaming Radio.
Hello everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 16th of October, 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me as always... Well, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tamed with fine armors, the destroyer of dragons, the scourge of sky shrine, and the reason we haven't drawn this morning at the top of the show, Elkin Jenna!
Hail and greetings!
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. That's org. You know, kithacore.com is actually owned by Sony, and I can't get it from them.
Well, they deserve it. They had it first.
Big jerks.
Oh.
No, that's what. How are you doing today, Elquin?
Doing good.
Doing good, are you?
Yep.
Alrighty. So, it's another week.
I know.
Actually, we weren't here last week, so yeah. Oh, you know what I didn't do? I didn't write down any birthdays.
Ah!
That's okay, I'll just go to my Facebook page when it's time.
You're going to wing the birthdays.
I will wing the birthdays!
A lot of people at least like the fact that we did play a previous show.
Yep, we played the show from last year.
It was exactly the right one.
Yep. We played the show where Cathiel from Sony Online was our guest, talking about Knights of the Dead. And we are going to talk about this year's Knights of the Dead a little bit this week. Next week, of course, is our annual Jethel Horror Silverwing Repo the Genetic Ratanga show. I may have to alter the... I think I'm going to alter the title before the next show to include the Devil's Carnival somehow.
Yeah.
So, we'll be working on that. Of course, that is our annual show where we're talking about Halloween and horror movies that we like and traditions and what's going on and...
Things that go bump in the night.
Things that go bump in the night. Things that go grind in the night. Things that go... in the night.
What?
Things that go... in the night.
And then you tell people that the warning at the beginning of the show is because of moi?
Things that go, oh yeah, baby! In the night.
Yeah, see, folks, this is really not all my fault.
What? I'm just talking about eating a snack and watching sports. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what we got going on here. Knights of the Dead is going on. Right now, for the next month. It is a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a full month. I don't know why they didn't put it on a Tuesday this time. They started it on a Thursday. I thought that was kind of weird.
I don't know. maybe they rolled the 20-sided dice and it came up 18 and that was the day they picked. I don't know. It came up 11 and that's the day they picked.
Yeah, no idea. I don't know. A lot of stuff is the same. There are some updated prizes, but most of the quests are the same from years past. They did retire one of the activities, and you can no longer go trick-or-treating. No more trick-or-treating!
You sure?
I'm sure. They retired it.
Oh, they replaced it with the ghost hunt out in the common lands. I'm going to miss the trick-or-treating part.
Yeah, well, I guess the ghost hunt is a little bit better, I guess.
Well, you still win the same masks and stuff, right?
Yes, you win masks and stuff.
Wait a minute. Let me go check something, because I could have swore I saw something on Zam about that. Oh, but you're saying that they retired it?
Well, Zam listed that it was retired as of the 2011. 2011 was the last one. I will go there myself and double check. When I was making the notes, well, not actually when I was making the notes, but when I was going through with the Knights of the Dead stuff, I made sure to check out their notes on stuff and saw that it was retired. Let's see, Knights of the Dead, there we go. Dun 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 dun. Crafting, collections, goodies. Retired features, trick or treat. Introduced in 2005, retired after 2011. It is done.
Yeah.
No more trick-or-treating.
So now they have Ghost Hunt, where it's basically it's like all the other little run-around pickup stuff things that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're on a timer, and when the timer goes off, then you're released, and you can run around and, you know. This time they're ghosts.
Have you gone through it yet?
No.
My highest so far was 98.
Well, you know, only because I've been looking at it and the rewards are stuff I've already got.
Yeah. You see, that's the problem when they don't introduce any new quests.
Well, a Zombie Bane is a board with some nails in it, which...
That was there last year.
Which is an appearance item, and I can't ever see myself ever decking myself with a Zombie Bane.
Yeah.
Trusty Pitchfork... Still, again, another appearance item that, well, I just don't know if I'd ever wear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making up a costume and these are essential parts of it, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But I have all the other masks.
You see, I wasn't
I could always win it for candy corn.
Well,
you know?
I wasn't doing it for the prizes. I was doing it just to see how high up in the rankings I can get, but my... Top so far is 98. Last time I checked, you're right there, right?
Hmm?
Are you right there?
On Zam?
No, on the, are you in Etonica or Commonlands?
No, I'm still in my guild hall now.
Okay, I'll zone out. I was going to try to get on the show, but yeah, my highest so far is 98.
You could probably get it better, you know, I've learned when you do those, you know, don't do them the first day. Everybody and their brother's doing it the first day because everybody wants to get, you know, done with all the stuff so they can go back to crafting, raiding, harvesting, any of the above, or all of the above. And so you wait a little bit, and if you head back out, and I've found the common lands to be pretty empty. You can get a pretty good score because it's usually just you and maybe... one, maybe two other people, if that.
Yeah.
So, and then the longer you wait, the closer it gets to, you know, closing, which is, what, November 9th or something?
Something like that.
Let me see. Oh, November 5th.
All right.
There'll be less people doing it, probably.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. You could probably get a higher score then if you want to try again.
When I was doing it, I was all by myself.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. No, maybe everybody was doing other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Carell on the Freebird server was mentioning that he thinks that I would appreciate the Chains of Eternity art shown on the pre-order page. And that would be, it looks like Fiona V.
Dad. Yeah, but did you notice something? I think really hard when you're looking at her picture.
I'd have to find it again. Hold on a second.
Do you? Well, I'd say if you had Yahoo, I'd link it to you that way. But...
No, I had to cut off Yahoo.
Yeah, I know. You had to kill it.
I had to
with a knife.
It. Okay, I'm looking at the Chains of Eternity preview, the pre-order page.
Do you see the picture of Fiona V?
Yes.
And she's surrounded by white flowers.
Yes.
What other dead character, not in-game, have you ever seen surrounded in white flowers?
God, I don't know, hon. Sleeping
really?
Beauty, Snow White.
No.
What?
Hunger Games. That's what it reminded me of.
Who was surrounded by white flowers?
She put white flowers around that black girl who died.
Oh.
So she surrounded her in a little covey thing of white flowers. But when I saw this picture of Fiona V like this, that's the first thing I thought of. Oh, Hunger Games. I don't know.
So what are you saying?
I don't know. I'm just saying I think somebody was thinking of Hunger Games when they drew this. I mean, it's very nice.
All right. Okay, so like I was saying, the top, I'm trying to just see if I can possibly get into the top 10 with the Ghost Hunter thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm ever going to do it. My highest so far is 98, and the number one right now is 161.
Did you do it in Antonica, or did you do it over the Common Lands?
Antonica, and I think the scores are different for...
yeah, they are, but I think you should go give... The Common Lambs a try.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've noticed I can score higher over there.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't
actually,
lie,
you know what I noticed on one time through? I'm sure it was just a bug of some kind. Is the white ghosts disappeared on me.
Before you got to them?
Yeah, all of them disappeared.
Hmm.
So I was left with whatever color the other ones are.
Strange.
Yeah. Okay, so Fiona V on the cover of Chains of Eternity, and I'm going to have to do the... When is the last date you can pre-order on this? Because the pre-order is... pre-order is $30 less than the... than buying it regularly.
No idea. It's not saying anything. You probably can get it pre-ordered all the way up to it.
I would imagine so, but yeah, I'm going to have to pre-order it. Yeah, we're not going to SOE Live this year, so this will be the first time in, 5 years that we've had to... 4 or 5 years that we've actually had to buy the expansion. Oh, well.
Well, now that you're talking about Chains of Eternity, did you see what you will be getting?
No, I am looking at that right now.
Cloak of Mourning. You know, I'm disappointed. Usually they put out pictures of the items that you get, and they're not there.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
Not yet.
Was there
Cloak
anything
of
Zam
Mourning.
Either? Nothing in Zam either.
No, that I can see.
Cloak of Mourning, Drenel's Scythe Replica, so there's going to be a scythe.
A scythe?
Yeah.
What exactly is a scythe? It's like a sickle?
Yeah. You know, it's what the death carries.
Oh, so it's mounted. You can't use it for appearance or anything.
Right,
it's mounted on the wall.
Right, house item.
Two scrolls of resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hero's Blessing of Experience. That is a 6-hour, 100% experience potion.
You get that with the...
With the collectors, not with the standard.
Right.
Also with the collectors, two portal globe... of swift travel.
They're like portable...
bells.
Yeah.
Alright. Two health potions, two power potions. There is a Fiona V memorial tapestry. I'm imagining it's going to look something like that picture of Fiona V with the flowers.
That would be nice. I could hang that up. Yeah. That would be cool.
And you will get a werewolf mercenary. I wonder what class he is.
No idea.
Krivik's Honor Claw, the werewolf mercenary.
Yeah, let's see. Features, prestige abilities. Each subclass will get access to new prestige abilities. Okay. Prestige trade skills. Your crafting will shine like never before with prestige trade skills.
Ah, see, shining like never before. We're probably going to be able to attach those things that we have to go into town and, like the fire effects and stuff like that. We're probably going to be able to get to do them ourselves now.
Spirit stones, new adornments that gain experience with you and grow in power. Yeah, those are the ones that, those are the new adornments that they were talking about.
Right.
All level caps raised to 95. Whether you are a guild, adventurer, or trade skiller, you are now able to experience Norath at a higher at the highest level possible. So, guilds, trade skilling, adventuring, all going up to 95.
Very good.
New content.
The Abol Plains. Discover the realm of the Aethernir. Aethermir? Whatever.
Aethermir.
And the mysterious Abol Plains, where an imbalance in the realm of the afterlife is apparent in all the surroundings. So ghosts and spirits and... Ooh, I think.
Good luck at the next one.
Let's see. The Eidolon Jungle. Haha, I pronounced it. The Eidolon Jungle. Every area of Norath has its own... has its home in the...
Aethermir.
I think that's the Aethernir. I don't know. Adventure through the amazing transformed lands of the Feerot as it exists in the afterlife. Well.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be a spin-off of Feerot. How much of a difference, I don't know. How much they're going to revamp, I don't know. But that's what it's going to be based off, the map of the Feerot, I guess.
There's going to be 9 new dungeons and all new questline series. All right. And here's a tip for a smoke jumper. Yeah, let's not promise stuff that doesn't come to pass. Like, remember when they were telling us that the mercenaries were going to learn from us, and if we swore a lot, they were going to start swearing and stuff? Yeah, it didn't happen, did it?
That would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been cool, but, you know, it's just... God damn it, Sony, stop promising stuff that you can't pull off.
Well, maybe that was their intention, and when they finally got down to it, the coding just would not bend their way.
Well, you know, but what I'm saying is, and don't get me wrong, I love Sony, I love the EQ2 team. Don't tell us something's coming out until you got it ready. Because for fuck's sake, man, half the stuff, I'm pretty sure that half the shit he was talking about at the fanfare last year, never came around.
It won't ever come around.
The only thing that did was the SOE moat, and I gotta be honest, it was fun for a week. It was fun for like a week, and I haven't used it since. Of course, you know, when we, you know, if you ever get, inspiration to do another video, we'll certainly try to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll definitely, take advantage of it, but...
We gotta do the creamer one.
Yeah, we gotta do the creamer one. But you know what? I tried making a video. Remember the SOE emote contest they were running?
Yes.
I tried, but I was told, after I got done shooting the footage, that I could not use one of my own songs. Because, you know...
It's a parody,
and they don't have the rights to the original songs, and it could have caused problems. All right, whatever. So, I completely understand that. But I found out just how difficult it is to sync up the voices to the moving mouth. It is so much easier to make a video without the mouth moving.
Really?
Every take you get, hon, well, you'd have to, you know, we're going to have to play the music in the background or something like that and make sure that what is being said is... Yeah, you're not going to be able to fudge this.
Well, for the Crema video, there isn't going to be a whole lot of worry about that, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's going to be too quick, too clipped, too short. Anyway, we'll worry about it when we get to that bridge. Yeah.
I am being told by Talk that the MC Wincy Spider is open right now, and he invites us over to take a look at the Spider's Knights of the Dead decorations.
So they always have really good stuff.
So I'm heading over that way now. I don't know if you've been in the Spider since it was redecorated recently.
No.
They did a wonderful job. Talk did a great job doing the Spider.
Talk so, always does an excellent job.
So I'm heading over there right now to check out their decorations. That is still at 4 Bale Court, Southern Kinos, under
The Spider. The Spider.
Heading over there right now. Running, running, running. My wings don't help me running. I can't fly in the city ride. So I got good and bad news regarding Death Metal Nick.
Yes.
He got the job at Boeing.
Oh.
That's the good news. The bad news is that means he's no longer going to be working with me.
That's sad.
Who am I going to make uncomfortable?
I don't know.
Who am I going to drape myself over and go and just breathe into his ear like,
oh, hey there, Nick, how you doing? Everything doing all right over here, buddy? Yeah, you know, I'll just be over there if you need me for anything. So you doing okay?
And he'd be like, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable right now, man.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. Oh, brother. All right, so let's see here. Visit the Spider. There we go.
When I get around to ordering my copy of the Chains of Eternity, you know I got to get the big one. I want all the toy boys.
Oh, I will too. That's why I was wondering how long that pre-order sale was going
to
be on.
The pre-order sales usually go. I've pre-ordered all the way up to, you know, almost the friggin' deadline, because this is a digital download pre-order.
Right, right.
So
yeah, I'm going to do that. All right, loading in. Here we go. Ooh. Yes, ooh. All decorated. Looks rather nice. Ah, they got a big-ass pumpkin in the middle of the room. Well, okay, it looked like it was in the middle of the room. It's actually a piece of the bar. So I'm going to take some photos.
Photos.
The Incy Wincy Spider.
So I wonder if they're going to offer anything else besides digital. I wonder if they're going to come out with a hard copy.
They did for the last one, didn't they?
Later on, I think. Wonder what that one's going to have.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, digital downloads are fine. It's just sometimes I like to have the physical object.
Yeah, but the physical object is usually obsolete by the time you actually get it home because of all the patching.
Yeah, well, but still, if you at least use that, you have less to do. Sometimes. Not all the time. I would come join you, but I don't think my graphics can handle it right now.
I think that's one of the things we need to work on for your Christmas gift this year, is getting you a new computer.
Yeah, well.
Okay, I've just posted pictures of the Incy Wincy Spider on my Facebook and Twitter accounts.
It's usually okay, but if I've gone to, like, Zynga, and I've played the Flash games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I will crash. Or well, I will start getting weird graphics where everything turns yellow. The polygons will start breaking up and turning yellow on me. I will lose all textures.
Oh, that's not good.
No, but if I reboot, then I'm fine. It's just some sort of friggin' memory problem or something somewhere down the line.
I do agree with Sarest. $90 for a digital download when there's no physical content, that does seem a bit much. But you got to understand, they are...
Well, that's what they're saying, but they're, you know that you're getting it for $60 right now, and probably later on when... After it comes out, they will probably drop it back down.
Yeah. And you also got to remember, guys, they have to make money. I mean, they are doing the free-to-play thing, and it's free, which means they're not getting paid for the content. So they got to make their money somehow. Otherwise, guess what? We're not going to have a game anymore.
Oh, you know something? It was something you forgot about as far as new items for the Night of the Dead. You forgot to mention the little dedicated jack-o'-lantern pet.
Oh, that's right. The dedicated jack-o'-lantern. Cool. It's all animated and wibbly and wobbly. And
it has a candle in it. I called mine Candlehead.
Candlehead Jack, huh?
No, he's Candlehead.
Oh, okay, so it's not Candle Jack. Oh, no! Get it, Candle Jack, if you say his name, he shows up.
Really? Didn't know that.
Oh, that was from the old Freakazoid cartoon. Candle Jack. If you say his name, he shows up and kidnaps you.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and there's some new banners, tombstones. What else was there? I know there's a bunch of craftable stuff. You didn't hit on all of them, but that's okay.
Well, we're also having our show next week.
That's true.
So, yeah, we'll have to see about getting you a new computer. I mean, there's nothing wrong with your monitor.
Oh, there's really just nothing wrong. Well, it is how many years old?
It's older than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new one last year, year before.
Well, we've had things like cars we've had to buy.
Oh, yeah.
All that other good stuff. So. So, what are you looking at over there?
I'm just...
This is radio. You have to, you know, it's a theater of the mind. You have to describe to these people what you're seeing.
I'm sitting here at the Insequency Spider on 4 Bail Court. Antonia Bale server in the South Kinos. I'm sitting here, and Ceresa is about to serve me a piece of pumpkin pie. And I'm here, and Pegleg Jack is here, and Raspberries is here, Slast is here, and Danassus is here, and Aurelio, because I can't pronounce her name, is here. Stop having names I can't pronounce! All right, let me see what I got here. I have notes.
You have notes, and you're straying from your notes, which screws up my notes. Damn it.
That's why we don't have notes.
Well, I've got notes. So what's this? Let's see.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. We're using the Google Drive thing. I can tell that you're highlighting something or looking at my notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
neat.
That's what's really good.
So you can see that I just highlighted something, right?
So, yeah, and you went through the plants versus... Yeah, I can see you do that. So you went through the plants versus zombies thing.
I did. Survive the Night, which is the same as last year as it is this year. There is a new reward. Let me get that link. Copy. And we'll paste that. That didn't work. What the hell? Did I get it all? Oh, no. I missed the front slash. Okay, let's try that one. There we go. The Moldering Mummy Wrap Crate. And you can just hold down control and click on that link and see what you look like as a half-dressed mummy. Half-dressed mummy.
And, I like it.
Well, the girls... The girl's got a little boob action going on there.
We got a little bow.
You know, the girls, they got boobs.
Well, of course.
And the mummy wraps kind of shows them off. And there's a little bow there. You pull on the bow and nothing happens because, you know, it's not programmed to happen. But you can role play it. You can role play it. Pull on the bow and you got boobs.
I wore mine for a little bit the first time I got it, and I've got it carried with me, because I hate running around and then seeing a whole bunch of people wearing the same outfit, so...
Well...
Kind of hold them back from wearing it.
You're not telling me anything new. You know what a fashion whore I am. I hate having the same outfit as everybody else.
Well, I've got an outfit I have not seen anybody else duplicate so far, so I'm pretty good.
And I've got a mixed match outfit right now that seems to be okay.
Hey, if, speaking of outfits, yeah. Have you seen some of the stuff on the marketplace that's new?
How new? I haven't seen anything new in a while.
Well, like they have a Void Spirit Unicorn. They have a new one coming out each week, I guess, during the Knights of the Undead. Then there is... Where is that? There's a mask. Oh, Chaos Skull Hood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you weren't all over that one.
Nah. It looks all right. I mean, don't get me wrong. But if I was a Shadow Knight or something like that, I'd be all over it.
There's Knights of a Dead Pitchfork that's a that you could place in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it, that used to be a reward, because I've got a couple of them stuck around. Knights of the Dead Bat Cauldron.
Dead Bat Cauldron?
Yeah. Well, what it is, it's two pumpkins with sticks coming out of their heads and a string of bats between them.
Oh, okay.
Corridon. And then there's a creepy... where's the other Corridon? Okay. Knights of the Dead...
Corridon.
Pitchfork Corridon, which is evil pitchforks sticking out of the top of green pumpkins with a string of candy corns strung between them.
Now to...
They're kind of cool.
Okay, to make you pronounce this correctly, it's not cordon, it's cordon. Like to...
Cordon.
To cordon off something.
Cordon. Okay, cordon.
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 All right. So, yeah, we got a few items there. And...
Yeah, I figured you'd be all over that skull.
Nah. It's nice, don't get me wrong. And like I said, if I was a Shadow Knight, sure. But not for Jethro. Doesn't look great. So, gift it to your favorite Shadow Knight. Alright, so let's see here. Spy of the Night. Rewards, same way. The hedge maze at level 92, no difficulty whatsoever. The end guy at the end, I mean, I went AFK, came back, and he hadn't touched me.
I was more curious of how you made it through the plants with the zombies, because last time you were frustrated and barely squeaked by on it. It was tough.
Well, now I know to surround the girl in the plants. And
yeah, but even I noticed there's a decrease in the amount of zombies that come after you. At least that seemed to me.
No, it seemed I had quite a few zombies this year.
Or is it because we're better geared than last year?
Oh, yeah, we're two levels higher. We're much better geared.
Well, that thing levels to you.
Yes, but what I'm saying is I didn't have to fight any of them. I just clicked on them, shot them once. I didn't even have to use any skills.
You one-shotted them like I did. Just auto-attacked, basically.
Yeah, I didn't even have to use any skills. I just used my range attack button.
I know last time I had to really, you know,
use
every friggin' skill in the book to get through it.
Right, so at 92, survived the night, not a problem whatsoever. Of course, I can't speak for everyone. Make sure to take those plants and move them around the girl.
Well, that's what I did last time. The test will be when I take Crema, because she hasn't really gotten that much better gear. She's a little older, but...
And she's also a caster.
Yeah, and her and Fred almost did not make it. I think it took them 3 tries before I got her through it.
Right.
And I was not looking forward... I mean, it was one of those that you just did not... I mean, even this year, I was going, man... I'm going to hate this because it was really tough last year. Mm-hmm. And I was a little shocked about, wow, Didn't seem to have that many mummies this time. Yeah. Or zombies. That's something weird.
I also knew where they were coming from, so I was picking them off as they were coming instead of turning around and, oh my god! You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was proactive on getting them, because I was afraid of getting swamped like I did last time.
Yep. Alright, so,
and
you know what?
I did not want to get swamped.
Right. So we're going to take a music break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more Knights of the Dead stuff, and we got some notes and stuff to go through. We shall return.
You're listening to the Jeff Silverman Show on Armored Gaming Radio.
Alrighty, we have returned from the dead. No. Are you with us, Oakland?
Sure.
Or is it just your e-cigarette?
No, I'm here.
Alright. Alright, let's see what we got here.
What?
I'm just taking a look. Alright.
You were in a three-way tie for a costume contest.
I was in a
in
three-way?
The sanctuary.
I was in a three-way? What?
That's what it says.
Where was that?
In your notes.
Oh, right.
Not a three-way on a three-way tie. Oh. Don't get your hopes up. Sorry.
Yeah, the Sanctuary of the Rose had a costume contest a few days ago, and there was a three-way tie, and I was one of them.
What were you dressed as?
Hold on a sec. I'll link the costume I was wearing. Let's see here. As soon as I find it, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. You can just control-click on that, and that's what I went as.
Oh, one of those.
Mm-hmm. The Skull of Empowered Terror. So I went basically as a demon. So we are broadcasting tonight from the Incy Wincy Spider, Four Bale Court, Southern Kinos, Antonia Bale Server. We are being served by Pig Leg Jack and Roleplay Tavern Extraordinaire, Sarest. He's everywhere, I'm telling you.
Oh, I know. I went on a tour of the place. Nice swimming pool. That was cool. Yeah. What was the other one I went to? Well, you could go to the... There's above our heads is a place with a bunch of pillows you could sit at.
Mm-hmm. I believe there's a hookah up there.
I didn't see that. I didn't stay up there very long. It was like, okay.
Well, it used to be.
And, it was nice and impressive. I like the way they redid... Oh, they took over the top of the place.
Yes, I saw that. Last time I was here. Yep, so very well done. I believe it was Talk that did this. Excellent job. Fantastic. Alright, so check notes. We do have notes here. Let's see. We do have birthdays. I do have a list now. Are you ready for the list?
Sure.
The list! Alright, I'm going back 2 weeks now because we did not have a show last week. Cardell from the Antonia Bale server. Johanna Lopez. Don't know what your character name is, of course. Cassidy DeMock. Janice Begley. Pat Kinney. Let's see, your friend Greg Kissel.
Yeah, this was on the 15th.
Dan Villeneuve, he's a friend of mine from back in New Hampshire. Tammy Branstom. Angelique Mulder. And Trin Sutherland. Sorry if I announced your real names and you didn't want me to, but hey, that's how you're listed on my Facebook. So for you wonderful people, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
happy birthday, you guys. Living in yet another year.
Now, in this costume contest, who were the other two? What did they come as?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think one of them was, you know, was in a Wavern costume. And the other one, oh, crap. I think they had the Knights of the Dead armor on, but a flaming pumpkin head.
Ah. I almost went and dressed as Lucan and Drag.
There you go.
I almost went, but I thought, oh, I don't, you know.
Why not? You know. Why didn't you go?
I don't know.
You just don't do roleplay things.
Not very often. It takes me too long to type and stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I can sit and nod and, you know, kind of RP and stuff. Like the rest of you guys, I don't know, you guys are all sitting funny on the floor. I came in and took a seat. I love sitting. Actually sitting, not kneeling, sitting.
Oh, you're doing the slash sit chair.
Yes, and it worked out very well, and I like it.
All right.
So, do I get to do my notes now?
Sure.
Okay, back. You're done with your notes.
For the most part. Go right ahead. Some of our notes correspond, so you go right ahead.
What was, there was an update today that fixed a hot fix, really.
Okay, what was
it's fix? Basically an 8-year-old bug. It's been around as long as the game has been, but only during the last 5 years has it been sort of exploited. And you were wondering what it was.
Yes, what is that?
Well, okay, you know when you go into an instance, you have a timer.
Yes.
So if you leave, it's still there, and you can go back a certain period of time. You
right.
usually cannot rid yourself of this thing for usually about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say you went in to an instance, and, you know, you got one mob down, and you waited 3 days, and you said, Elquin, I need you to come help me. Well, what would happen is I would come in on your instance timer, and right. we could finish it. And I could say, well, Jethel, let's go do this again. Let's step out, and let's clear the timers, and let's go back in. So we'd be doing the same instance basically twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's one little part of it, okay? And I will say that, yeah, that's sort of the gray area, and I would say that 99% of guilds and pickup raids and stuff do this.
Those okay. bastards.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You go into a raid instance, and you get so far, and then you come back later with some new people, and maybe you just can't get past this one mob. In our case, the ORA is having a hell of a time trying to get past the curse guy. Anybody that's done Underdepths will know who the curse guy is.
The curse guy.
It's a big, long dance. I mean, you know, you can't... They're having all the casters take off any spell that does damage over time, like Thorncoat and stuff. And you know, you got to watch to be cursed. And the curse is half. There's a detrimental, detrimental spells that hit you that need to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And then one person out of the raid at a time, sometimes more, will get hit with a curse. And when you get hit with the curse, you cannot cast. Or melee or anything. You need to stop completely.
Right.
Until that's gone. Because if you don't, what it does is it spawns another x4 mob who's even harder than the mob you're trying to take down. Plus, for each one of those, there is they create like a 30-second stun for the entire raid that's there.
And this plus four mob's name is Rapetilicus.
I guess so. And then along with that, you get a massive heroic adds. So we never get past him. We sneak past him to go do the dragon, but that's about it. So let's say we get up to that curse guy again, and we just can't do it. So we will drag everybody out and reset the instance and go back in.
Right.
So we can start at the beginning. You know, so it's sort of a gray area. What was going on is there was some groups out there that would go into Plane of War, and let's say there was five of them. They'd take one mob down. They would wait 3 days for the timer to be to the point where you could actually reset the zone. And one of those people out of that group would go in with a raid force and clear the zone. Uh-huh. They would exit, and then the guy who had the instance would clear, along with everybody else, would clear because they were in on his timer, and then go back in and then come back out, and he'd be on a 30-minute wait. Okay? He couldn't get rid of the instance that he just started for 30 minutes. As soon as that was done, he'd grab a person from another group, one of the people in the group that went with him in the original instance, and go back in with the raid group under his timer. Do you get an idea what was happening?
I think.
Or did I totally lose you?
It just went on and on and on. I understand what you're talking about. Yes.
So basically, you could a raiding group, if they had one group set a timer, six people set a raid timer for an instance, that entire raid group could hit that same zone six times. Or more, depending on how many people they had set with that original timer.
Gotcha.
3 days ago.
Yep, I gotcha.
And so this fix is to stop that at the moment until they could figure out how to put an end to this. People are screaming about, well, it's been around for 5 years. It's been around since the beginning of the game, since they had these soft, capped instances.
Right.
But it's only really been exploited for the last 5 years. It boils down to one simple thing. People get greedy. So whoever was raiding, or should be raping, the plane of war for gear that they were probably selling. I mean, that's just increasing the influx of high-end gear at a higher rate than than Sony probably wanted.
Well, way to go, guys!
So, of course, they've got to step in and do something. Now, what this means is that now if you go in to a raid instance or an instance, and you get a timer, you cannot clear that zone from your instance lists for 2 days and 20 hours. Hmm. A lot of the, raiding guilds that aren't high-end, who are still struggling to get through some of this content, who maybe raid twice a week, will have to change their raiding dates.
Right.
Maybe they raided Monday and Thursday or something like that. Now they no longer can do that because the instance will not be there anymore. They'll have to do it within 2 days.
Yep.
So a casual raiding group, it's going to hurt them. I don't know how it's going to affect Aura. The dates are probably, our raiding nights are going to probably change again. Or we'll probably have to drop content. I'm not sure. I don't know, because a lot of times we would do underdepths, and then we'd revisit underdepths and try that one mob that we're having so much problems getting past, because the only way to learn content and tactics is by doing it over and over and over again.
Right.
We won't have that option anymore. We'll have to start at the very beginning every single time we hit UD, because we do it Sundays and Wednesdays or something like that. A matter of fact, if we do it Sundays, and it's Monday and Tuesday, plus 20 hours, we may not be able to go Wednesday. We may have to wait till Thursday. So, yeah, our raiding nights are going to have to change because of this. You're talking almost 3 days. 2 days and 20 hours, whoop-de-doo. That's almost 24.
Right.
I can't say anything. It's just... It's an exploit that everybody at one time or another used. I mean, you're in with a group and they tell you to step out and reset. You just do it. You don't question it. You don't think about anything. And you go back in and you get up to the mob you're having problems with, and that's the end of the raid for the day.
Yep.
And then there's other people out there, I just don't understand why they feel the need to beat the system every time they get a chance.
Because they're big jerks, that's why. I don't know.
So, that's what the hot fix was, and that's what the exploit was. I'm not telling anything that isn't already known. Mm-hmm. Reported on EQ2 Wire, EQ2 Flames, the explanation of how exactly they were doing it, and why this fix had to be done.
Right.
So, yeah, greedy people all the time. Speaking of EQ2 Wires...
Well, you just had to get greedy, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
I thought you'd be jerks. Anyway, moving
on. You don't care. You don't care because you don't raid.
What the hell do I care? But it means I can have nights to myself without you going, "Hon, I want to watch TV with you." It was a man's dream. My wife raids all the time, so I can just
watch movies. You raiding again? I wanted to spend time with you.
Well, you know, I wanted you to feel good, hon.
Yes. Make up your mind.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. EQ2 Wire. You know how Greg Spence made a... EQ2 fanfare schedule app for iPhones?
Yes, the SOE Live schedule app for the
iPhone. That's another thing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to still call it fanfare, but this is the SOE Live edition of fanfare.
Well, no. What you need to do is get one of those t-shirts that Calathane from Zam.com is making up, the Fanfare Forever t-shirts.
Well, like I said, we will still call it Fanfare, but this is the SOE Live edition of Fanfare. Maybe next year they'll call it SOE Large.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
You know what? Just everyone just keep calling it Fanfare. They're going to get the hint that no one likes the name change. It's the Fanfare. It's always been the Fanfare. It will always be the Fanfare. What, do you think if Blizzard comes out with something that'll beat World of Warcraft... they're going to change the name of the BlizzCon? No!
They've always called it BlizzCon.
Right. It'll always be the BlizzCon. So I don't understand the reasoning for the change. It is fanfare. I'm always going to call it fanfare. There we go. There's no reason to change the damn name. Anyway, moving on.
So, anyway, EQ2, wonderful guys at EQ2 Wire. Came up with their own little app that will work on Android phones.
Yay!
Now, it's not quite an app, guys. What it is a mini sort of... let me see if I can find the exact terminology of what they're calling it.
It helps you redirect to their website, basically.
Well, what it is... It took them about 2 days to do this, too. And... there's no app to install. Basically, once you visit the EQ2 Wire SOE Live schedule website on your phone, and the data will be cached to your device. The site was designed to function both offline and online, which means once you've visited the site once, you should continue to function even when your mobile device is on the airplane mode.
All right.
Okay. What they're recommending is that you save a bookmark to the site off your home screen, and that way, you know, you can just click it and go.
Right.
I have it bookmarked on my phone. Bookmarks. And what did I do with it?
I don't know. Something?
Oh, there it is, down at the bottom. So it's loading. So it gives me the full schedule. It has a breakdown of different things like Clone War Adventures, DC Universe Online. So if I'm interested in a specific game, I can look to see exactly what's there's going on for that game.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't Sony do a Magic the Gathering type of computer game?
Legends of Nora.
No. I thought they actually did a Magic the Gathering tactics or something like that.
Well, there's Pox Nora.
No, okay, forget it.
The only card games I know of are Pox Nora and Legends of Nora.
All right.
Unless there's another one that I don't know about. So, anyway, after you get through the games, say you're interested in just art or business and game support, game design. You want to know when the player panels are, social events, tournaments. Even the little thing about EQ2 wire is there. You could just click on that. It opens up another little doodad, and you can see what's going on, like, on the full schedule. Let's check. They got keynotes for 2 days.
Starting
Thursday night, guys.
Okay. Sorry, it is... Goddamn, website's making noise. Sony Online Entertainment does have Magic the Gathering Online. Tactics. The reason I asked that was... 99.9, the Rock of Seattle, was talking this morning about Magic the Gathering cards. You're like, wouldn't it be great if they just made a computer game of this? That way you don't wear out your cards and stuff. It's like, wait a minute, didn't Sony do this already? I gotta write them and tell them. So now I will send them the link. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Well, my phone is not reacting.
I'm sorry.
So let's look at the full schedule.
No, you really want to go
so
over the full
schedule? So at 7 p.m. on Thursday night, they're going to kick off the reception, and they're going to have a keynote address. On Friday night... Oh, did you see when these things start? Then on Friday morning, things start at 9:30 in the friggin' morning. Ouch.
Oh, that's
don't stay
kinda
up late, guys. Or that, you'll be dragging yourself. And then... Friday night at 6:30, they have Keynotes Part 2. Sunday's activities start at 8:30 in the morning. Get to breakfast early. And then, let's see. The grand finale banquet is at 8. And the only thing they have Sunday is brunch with the dev team.
Right.
That was all access pass and upgrade required.
And you notice there's a huge gap in there. You know why? Because I'm not going to be there this year. You're like, God, we don't know what to do without Devil.
All the stuff in between there doesn't matter, right?
Exactly. But, of course, I did actually mention to Brass that one of these years we have to do Ask a Drunken Dwarf live up on the big stage. And she actually liked the idea. So who knows? Maybe next year you'll see Ask a Drunken Dwarf live edition from the fanfare. With Doofu and Brass. Who knows? All right. Let's see what else.
So if you have an Android phone, I would suggest you're going to EQ2 Wire. It's listed on their main page right now. My phone's just being crappy right now. Too much stuff going on it. Clear.
Right.
So at least you can have your, you know, a list of stuff that's going on, and you can find out anything at any time right on your phone.
There you go. And Rothgar, how come you didn't make one for Android?
He doesn't... Well, it's like he doesn't use one. He uses an iPhone. He has no...
You iPhone users!
You know, I'm hoping that these guys from EQ2 Wire will eventually get an Android one going. But at least this will work on your Android phone. You can see it offline. You know, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you need.
All right.
The iPhone one is, you know, I'm pretty sure anything that happens is updated right then, and you know, so.
And then automatically property of, you know, Apple.
It
would not surprise me. It really wouldn't surprise me if 5 years down the road we find out that Apple's been selling all of our fucking information to China.
Speaking of China.
Let's talk about China and their plots to kill us.
They are. I really seriously, if they can't get us, they'll kill our pets. And their little dog, too.
They're going to kill our pets, they're going to kill our children, and they're doing it with their lead. How many freaking recalls do we have to see from China? High lead content, lead paint, lead this, lead that. When the hell are we going to start regulating the shit that comes into this country?
I don't know, and they can't pinpoint what is going on with those chicken jerky treats that are killing dogs and cats.
Probably high lead content.
No, it's not something else in them.
Because you know what really goes good in feed for animals to make pet snacks is lead.
I guess so. Now, those masks that they came in, those Halloween masks, they came into the port of Seattle.
I know they did.
Did you say that? And I didn't hear it?
Not yet, no.
Go ahead and say it.
The costumes that are that have the 11 times the legal amount of lead in them came into the port of Seattle. And they were burned. Customs caught them and just burned the whole fucking shipment.
So they burned all that stuff that's that has lead on it and released the lead toxins into the air?
Exactly.
Nice job.
It's kind of like trying to fight marijuana by burning the fields next to a school, don't you think? All the kids went home really hungry. We don't know why.
Seriously, they burned them? Incinerated them?
Yes, they burned them.
I would think they would have to get rid of them some other way, but okay.
Yep.
I don't know if they'll... I know they said that they were supposed to start cracking down on that one facility that seems to have the most output of items exported to the U.S. that have been contaminated with lead. It might be the entire factory, that's why. The factory is made out of lead, so everything it makes comes out lead tainted.
Yes, because everyone knows that makes the most wonderful building material, lead.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, this building is nice and shiny. What's it made out of? Lead. Really? That would make it kind of heavy, wouldn't it? Well, you're on the top floor, sir. Really? Is that ground level? Oh, yeah, it goes 13 floors below.
Oh, boy.
I do not know. It's not good. Well, I'm glad the mask you got was not that one. You sure? That's just maybe one that's...
I'm sure.
Okay. Oh, and there was that thing you linked on your phone. Was it today or the other day?
Hmm? What's that? Oh.
That woman and the deer crossing signs.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
Jesus.
All right. That isn't real. If you look at the link, let me go to my Facebook thing here.
Really? I actually thought maybe she was a dippy.
Look at the URL. Let me fucking find it here. Come on, Facebook, load already, you fucking bastard.
Well, he's doing that. What he did is linked me a part of a conversation of a woman calling into a radio show, and she was talking about how she's written many letters to the media trying to get their attention to this fact that maybe we should move the deer crossing signs to safer locations so the deer would quit trying to cross in the middle of highways and freeways and every place that's dangerous
right. That
these deer crossing signs were.
And trying to make it sound like the deer are crossing the road right there because they can see the deer crossing sign. Oh,
yes.
We need to cross here. No. If you look at the URL, I noticed this afterward. It's break.com/pranks.
Oh, so the woman was pulling a prank on the radio station.
Right, it was a prank.
But she sounded so sincere, and you could hear the radio hosts stifling themselves from laughing at this woman.
They're trying so hard not to say, "Are you a fucking idiot?" And, you know, they're trying to be nice about it and stuff, but yeah, it was a prank. I mean, break.com/pranks/move a deer crossing.
That was just great, especially when she was going, well,
yeah, it was a prank.
They know where those signs are. They will cross there. They need to move them to, like, school zones or someplace.
Yeah, I did not see the URL until I came home. Because on my phone, I couldn't see the URL on it.
Well, it sure gave me a good laugh at lunch. Yeah. That was funny.
It was very funny, actually. All right. We got a friend request. Who is this person? Why do they want to be my friend?
I do not know.
Who are you? I don't know you. And you know what? You joined Facebook 5 hours ago.
Duh, stalker.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just a fake account, so.
Oh.
I've had a few of those, actually, come through. Like, they're phishing looking for personal information. That kind of thing. They don't actually have the account or whatever. They're just looking. They're fishing around looking for people that share all their information willy-nilly.
Hmm.
I've seen this before. This person joined Facebook 5 hours ago. I'm not going to put them on my friend list. Sorry. I mean, I know people join Facebook every day, but I'm not going to accept a friend request from someone who has absolutely nothing on their thing yet.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I've got, let's see, what do I got here? 375 friends on Facebook right now. I know damn well I know maybe 20 of them personally, but you know I keep it open for the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for the site and stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna hold off on that one. I think. Who knows? It could be someone in your raiding guild who's listening right now. Know what I mean?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
But I don't know.
Nobody said anything.
But I don't know. All right. Let's take a look at some of your other notes here. China's trying to kill us. Yeah, moving the deer crossing thing. Yeah. The Red Bull guy did not go splat.
It was so funny.
I was calling for
you. I should have made a bet with you.
As soon as I read the article saying the guy was going to jump from 128,000 miles, I mean, that was miles or feet? I don't know. Feet.
24
miles. Something like that. I'm like, yeah, that's it. This guy's dead. There's no fucking way. This guy's dead. But apparently he was out of control for a few minutes. He was out of control for, well, not a few minutes, for like 30 seconds. He was spinning out of control.
Yeah, because and the like, whole thing took maybe 4 minutes. But right. Yeah, where he went out of control is when he, it's like a dead space between.
Yeah, it's one of those zones.
Regular density air in the upper atmosphere. There's like a dead spot in there where there's nothing. There's like a void. And he hit that and he started to spin. But it took him just a couple seconds to get himself situated and then, you know, back into his body position.
No, yeah, I'm watching this thing and then he starts spinning. I'm like, okay, that's it. He's dead.
Well, yeah.
I called it.
CERN, the ground crew, too. But if you notice, he got himself situated.
Yeah, he got himself straightened out and he did land.
Did it show him? I haven't watched it. Did it show him breaking the sound barrier?
He was too far away. You know, you couldn't see the cloud formation. You know, when you break the sound barrier, poof! You know, you've all seen the pictures of the airplanes. They break the sound barrier and poof! There's like a cloud around their other thing there. No, he was too far away. They couldn't see anything.
Huh?
I mean, he was just a.
But apparently, he did.
Oh yeah,
he did hit Mach 1.
He reached over 800 miles an hour, and the speed of sound is like 730, something like that.
Well, he hit Mach 1, which is the speed of sound.
Yeah, they They said he went 100 miles an hour faster than they were predicting.
Yes.
And he landed very well, rather gracefully. I really was expecting large crater. I really
no,
was.
No, I kept telling you they would not allow him to do this unless they've studied, researched, and this whole thing from every angle. And he had two other jumps. One was 15 feet up and the other one was 18 feet up.
Feet or miles?
Miles. Excuse
say,
me. 15 miles.
You can't
that
would
be jump a short
for 15
drop.
Feet, huh?
and, you know, 18 miles. So, you know, they've tested this. This is going to help any other shuttle crews in the future because they could actually escape if they had to once they reach a certain level.
Now they know that if they have a strong enough parachute, you can jump.
Well, make sure they will make sure that these guys will have that type of spacesuit and parachute with them.
No, but he wasn't
on reentry.
I mean, the biggest thing I thought he was going to pass out.
I thought so too.
But I guess
he's got his oxygen and stuff in that thing too.
Well, not only from like lack of oxygen or blah blah blah. I mean, you know, from when he started spinning, I'm like, well, he's going to black out.
Well, they had safeties too. In case he did, his parachute would have opened also.
What, the Hulk? Was the Hulk going to come, like the end of the Avengers, the Hulk was just going to fly by and catch him?
No, they had safety features in there that ground control could have triggered if he had lost consciousness.
Hmm. Right.
So yeah, there wasn't going to be a big splat. Sorry.
In a way, I was kind of hoping for a crater. Not that I wanted the guy
Jesus
dead.
Christ.
Not that I wanted the guy dead, but is just to stop other people from trying this shit. Hey, oh, I'm going to try it from 50 miles up.
No, that's a whole nother kettle of atmosphere then. Then he's going to have there and I have to. They went to 24 feet because that is before the point where you have the friction on reentry, the heat.
Right.
It's just below that ceiling.
Right. Anything beyond that, you'd have to have the heat shields that the space shuttle has.
Yes.
And frankly, I don't think they'd help you outside of a vehicle.
I don't think they make a suit that's that heat protective, but...
All right, we've made a suit out of the actual tiles. It weighs 3 tons, and you're going to plummet, and you're not going to have any movement whatsoever. So this is pretty much your death capsule.
Okay, anybody listening to this, if you hear me say feet, erase that in your mind and just put miles in, I'm sorry.
Miles. All right, so let's see. Okay, we cover that. The Devil's Carnival is coming out next week.
Yes, and if you have Netflix... Damn, why do I keep standing up when I go AFK?
Because the sit chair thing is not permanent.
Well, I'm making it permanent.
Because the sit chair thing is an emote.
If you have Netflix, if you want to help the Devil's Carnival out, go in there and put it on your queue. Even though it's not available yet, if you put it on your queue, you're letting Netflix know, damn it, I want to see this.
Right, and if enough people have it on their queue, they'll go, well, we better get this thing. So put it on your instant queue, just save it to queue. And Netflix might pick it up. We recommend it.
When's ours coming in?
Well, they ship on the 21st, don't they?
I don't know. You're the one that ordered it this time.
Pretty sure it ships on the 21st, and then we should get it sometime that week.
Cool. We'll definitely have to have a Devil's Carnival party.
Oh, yeah, we are. I already told Nick that if he doesn't show up, I'd kill him. Oh, by the way, we got a new thing going on now.
What now?
We love quoting Family Guy at work. For today, for some odd reason, I don't know why, we just started going, Peter Frampton, oh my god, oh, I'm too young to die, are you sure you're not supposed to be at Keith Richards' house? Well, all right, if you want to live, come with me,
and
bring that thing that goes, wah, wah, wah.
God.
So all day long, he's like, Nick would be like, hey, Matt. I'm like, yeah? And he goes, Peter Frampton. And I'd be like, oh, God, no, I'm too young to die. Aren't you supposed to be at Keith Richards' house?
Oh, God, you too.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, you're going to lose your buddy.
I'm going to miss him. I mean, I wish him the best. I mean, if I got offered a job at Boeing Airfield, I'd be gone. Like, hell yeah!
Yeah.
I think they're trying to close up the spider here.
Are they going to kick us out?
Well, Suresh wants to know if there's anything else. So I think they're trying to close up the spider, and we're preventing them, too. So.
No, we're good. We can go.
Peg Leg is mopping the floor. I think Danassus is waiting to see if we're just going to cause trouble. I say we rob the joint. That's it.
It's
we're robbing.
Table dancing.
We're robbing the Incy Wincy Spider. Let's do it. Let's rob the place. Hand over all your money in a paper bag. Yes, yes, I do know the procedure for robbery. I do work in a convenience store, you know. Ah, Suresh is showing me his spoon. He's going to spoon me! And then I'll be a ghost and I'll be able to show off Peter Frampton! Alright. Let's wave goodbye to everyone. Let's leave the Incy Wincy Spider. They're trying to go out and do things. Incy Wincy Spider, everyone!
Candy.
Incy Wincy Spider, everyone! For Bail Court, Antonia Bail Server, in South Kinos, every Tuesday during the Jethel Silverwing Show. Actually, a little bit before the Gentle Silvering Show. I think they start at 6 and we go on at 7.
So last night... We had a lot of thunder and lightning in the area.
Oh, God, yes.
Eric was saying it was loud, and I have my earplugs in, and there was something that brought me out of my dream, a noise, very loud noise. And the next thing I know, poor Harry, he has climbed up on the bed, and he is slinking on his paws, front paws and back paws, trying to make himself as small as he can to get in between us.
It was cute. It really was.
And he gets in between us, and he's shivering.
He's like, oh, loud noise!
And he keeps bringing his head up, looking around, waiting for another noise, and he brings his head up, so I had to snuggle him and pat him. And
it was cute. It really was.
Cover him up and go back to sleep.
He cuddled up with you, and he's like, Mama, I'm scared.
As the boy is at work, there's nobody else to run to. We're in bed. Poor dog.
Yeah.
But you didn't hear it at all.
No, my earplugs were pretty well fastened.
But you did feel him coming in.
Yes, I felt him come in. Well, I didn't feel him crawl up on the bed. I felt him flop down. Well, yeah, it was cute.
It wasn't a flop. It was more of a slide. He slid himself in. Oh, poor baby dog. I got wings like you. I finally broke down and got me some.
Well, they fit the outfit, so. So what do you think of my outfit at this point? This is what I'm wearing nowadays.
Yeah, that's fine. I was noticing... Turn around.
What?
Yeah, I was noticing the back of your shirt is sort of... Oh, I don't know, Western. Not quite Western. Indian style, sort of. I don't know. When I look at it, that's what it reminds me of.
Okay.
Tribal.
All right. I'll take your word on that. I have no idea. Does that look neat?
It does. Of course, I haven't changed in a while. I like my black outfit with the gnome skin boots. And it has the dagger on the side of it.
Gnome skin boots! Gnome! Murdered gnomes for those boots.
Yep. Gnome skin boots, legs, and shirt.
All right, well, we're going to take a little bit of a music break here, and then when we come back, we'll finish off our notes and say goodnight to everyone. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few. All right, and we're back. All right, so last weekend, I went to go see the movie Sinister.
Yes.
It wasn't bad. I think the ending kind of sucked. I just don't like cheap scares. No, the whole creepy music, boo! You know, that kind of thing. I don't like them. I don't like them. And it's not that I don't like them because, oh, they make me scared. No, I didn't jump once during the whole fucking movie.
I probably would have. Maybe you need to take me for these things.
But then you crush my hand.
Sorry.
Well, the row of teenage girls behind me jumped.
Which was amusing.
Which is amusing, of course. But, that's how they ended the movie, with a boo kind of thing. And no. I think the ending would have been better if they just would have faded to black or something like that. But no.
They don't listen to me, do they? No.
They wanted to give you one last jump before you walked out of the theater.
Sorry, I just didn't dig it. But the movie itself is all right. I honestly don't like it when they try to create lore for their own movie. You know, they've got this demon called Bagul. The demon Bagul. The eater of children's souls. Blah, blah, blah. And of course, you go to...
That kind of sounds familiar.
No, I tried doing research when I got home to see if this was based on any kind of ancient lore or something like that. Nothing.
Seriously?
I couldn't find it. Every time I tried to look up the name the way it was spelt in the movie, every time I went to go look up the name, the only thing that came up was the movie.
Oh, that's not good.
So, yeah. I mean,
did you dig back a few pages?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, guys. You could have at least, you know... Did a little... Take an hour. Do a little research. Is there a demon in some sort of pagan lore or something like that that fits the bill. I don't know. But all in all, I would give the movie a C. A C plus, maybe. C plus. Yeah, I think a C plus would be fair. So on my on the Gentle Silverwing 5-star scale, it would be a 3.5. I liked it. I might even buy it. 4 stars, of course, is definitely 4 stars would be buy it on Blu-ray. 3 stars is DVD buy. 2 stars is I saw it once. I don't need to see it again. 1 star is God, I want my money back. Can I get that 1.5 hours back, please? That's a 1 star. Then, of course, there is the 0 star, which is, of course, I'm going to find whoever wrote this and burn them in a gasoline fire.
Yes.
I have seen 2 or 3 movies like this.
Ice Pirates?
Ice Pirates being one of them. I'm going to find the studio exec that gave the green light to Ice Pirates and burn them in a gasoline fire.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Anytime we bring up bad movies around the house and oh, that was terrible, why did you pick that? And I always say, well, at least it wasn't Ice Pirates. He hates Ice Pirates.
Space Herpes!
There are some people out there that like Ice Pirates, so...
And I call those people wrong. All right, before we go, we need to mention, on Kethagore.org, I have posted Movie Contest! Movie contest. We want... We're not requiring you to make a movie. Unless, of course, you want to be in one of the Gentle special movies. No. Movie contest. If you would like to own a copy of the original Halloween movie with Michael Myers, blah, 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 blah. You have to win this contest from us.
Is that all that we're throwing in?
Yes. I think, a movie and the postage to get it out to whoever wins is quite sufficient. Thank you. And we're running out of stuff in the box. Okay, what I want you guys to do is send me a screenshot of the best costume that you can muster in EQ2. Get your character, any one of your characters, I don't care. Get them in some sort of a costume and send a screenshot to demon@kithacore.org. You can go to kithacore.org and see this and see that announcement. Let's see. Why is my browser acting up? Kithacore.org. And right now it says Gentle Show Night of the Dead. I will actually change that title.
You know the movie that's coming out that I want to see?
What's that?
The new Silent Hill.
I'm surprised by that.
Why?
I'm surprised you want to see a horror movie.
Well, I liked Silent Hill. It was good.
Again, with Silent Hill, I could have done without parts of the ending, like the woman being split up to sniz by a barbed wire.
That was pretty graphic.
That I think that was a little uncalled for, honestly. other than that, I thought Silent Hill was good. So let me see here. I'm going to go to this post here and rename the post. All right. Da-da-da-da-da. Gentle Night of the Dead. There we go. Quick edit. Halloween costume con.
So anyway, we'll get the movie and we'll dig some more stuff out of the swag box. There's still some stuff in there we can get rid of.
Alright, there we go. It is now listed as the Halloween Costume Contest at kithagore.org.
And when do they have to have it in by?
By next Monday.
You sure?
Yes, they have to have it by next Monday so we can announce the winner on Tuesday. That way I can ship it out and they'll get the movie by Halloween.
Yeah, that is true. So
Get a move on, guys. Get some screenshots in.
Get a move on, folks. So, yeah. Character and costume. Screenshot it. Email it to demon@kithacore.org. You may alter your image using Photoshop, PaintShot, whatever the heck you got. The contest ends on Monday the 22nd. Winner to be announced on the Jethel Show the following night. We will contact the winner by replying to the email submission. Prize will be sent by U.S. Post, so if you get a reply back saying that you won, we need your address. And hopefully we can get it to you by Halloween. There we go.
And speaking of horror movies and stuff, we watched The Changeling, which was, some of it was filmed in Washington.
Yes, most of it.
That was another thing you've been finding is more and more movies, you know, that were actually filmed up here.
The Ring, the horror movie that was made, I think, in 2004 or something like that. The Ring was actually filmed in the Washington area. Some parts of it in Bellevue. According to the Internet Movie Database, one part was actually filmed in Stanwood, which is where my store used to be. I could not recognize Stanwood in any of the pictures.
I think they were more further up, and they were going over to Anacortes.
Yeah, it could be. Either that or it could have been some of the driving scenes. Yes, we drove through Stanwood, you know, or something like that. But yeah, I found that interesting. And yeah, The Changeling was filmed in Seattle mostly. Some of it was done in Vancouver, British Columbia. But yeah, Seattle for the most part. I mean, it was set in Seattle. I never even got that before. It's one of my favorite movies. So that was interesting.
And because of that?
Because of that, I have torn down my house and I am actually rebuilding it, inspired by the haunted mansion in The Changeling.
He did save the opera file.
Yes, I did save the opera house, yes, just in case I want to go back to it. But, yeah, I have torn down the house. I have my Tenebris Isle on lockdown right now because I want to get this finished before I unlock it. It's looking good. What do you think, hon?
I think it looks really good.
I'm not even going to post a screenshot of it.
Not yet.
Until I'm done. But I think it looks good. It's coming out very well.
But because of all this, you keep having plat woes.
Yeah. I'm down to 7 gold.
Well, I told you. Go on a plat run with me.
Oh, one of these nights. Not tonight, though.
No, it'll be a couple days before I can run it again. Matter of fact, it'll be 2 days and 20 hours before I can run it again.
All right, your next plat run, I will go with you. How's that?
Okay, and that way you do not have to whine and cry, I am so broke.
Well,
I spent all my plat again. It's time for you to learn how to make plat in game.
I was trying to do this new design with existing materials. That's why I tore down the opera house. I was trying to do this with existing material, but there were just some things I'm like, I just don't have exactly what I need. Actually, wait a minute. Can you make the, Or can Krima make the Fey Iron Fence?
Yes. Here, I tell you what. Let me jump to Krima real quick. I think her and Fred are out in Skyfire, though. But I can still look. I mean, you can borrow her. You know how to craft.
Yeah.
You'd be using all the guild resources anyway, your guild's resources.
Right.
You stay out of my shared bank, though.
No, it's all mine.
You stay away from my rares, damn it. I worked hard for those damn things. And yes, they're just sitting there in case I want to use them.
And Serest is, Serest is saying that if I need something that you can't make, he'll make it for me. This is really turning out well. I mean, you zoned in and looked at this. This is better than I thought it was going to look. Having an actual house to model after really helped. I just wish, you know, I kind of wish for these windows that you can buy on the marketplace now. I wish you could actually set them so you can extend them outward so they pop through the other side of the wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
That would be wild. So
recipes.
Fey iron fence.
Fey. No fey iron. Where are you finding fey iron fences?
I found them on the broker. I'm not sure who made. Oh, you know what? Oh shit. Let me see if they're actually handcrafted. Hold on a second. Examine. Yeah, they were handcrafted.
Oh, I wonder, are they, You know what I need? Let's see, Everseek. See if they have it. Eat our chair. Check out Den Moms. EQ2.EQTraders.com.
And people are asking me what house I'm using as a model. You can Google the Changeling Mansion and then look under images, and it's a large gray mansion with two large, I don't know what they're called on the top, but I'm just calling them towers. But that's what I'm basing this off of. Let me see. I was actually thinking for a second there that it was a Knights of the Dead thing.
Let me try fence.
No, it says
or iron.
Fey iron. That's what they're called.
Yes, she can make fey iron fences.
All right.
I knew there was something wrong there.
What were you?
Oh yeah, you mean these? Oh, I don't know what channel the OGR is on her.
There, I just linked it in the OGR channel. Fey iron fence.
Yep, she can make those.
Okay, cool. I could use quite a few of them.
Well, I can let you borrow her, and matter of fact, I'll bring her in. I haven't done anything with her since the
A fiasco?
Double experience weekend, yeah.
So it's a fiasco when you get killed over and over again?
She didn't get killed over. Oh, you mean that part? No, I haven't tried that either.
Oh, okay.
No, I just, no.
Alright. Okay, well, it's about that time. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Chromie just saw the picture on Google, and she's like, wow, good luck with that. I think I'm having very good luck with it, actually. I'm doing the outside of the house first. You know, how I did the opera house was I did the inside and then built the house around it. I'm actually trying it the opposite way now. I'm trying to do the, trying to build the shell first and then build inside after that's done. I'm not sure how well this is going to work, but I'm giving it a shot. All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Next week, the Jethel Horror Silverwing, Genetic Ratanga, our usual Halloween show. Next week, we'll talk horror movies and Knights of the Dead some more and Devil's Carnival and stuff. Stuff on?
Stuff.
Can we have stuff?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sure, we can have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being sure about this. Okay, I'm going to play some Devil's Carnival stuff, actually.
Okay.
Devil's Carnival.
That one over there. This one under here.
I think that's it. All right. All right. Have a good night, folks. I'll have the podcast up tomorrow.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy and Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.